California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has unveiled a plan to reform the state's juvenile detention system. A series of court-ordered studies released earlier this year found that young offenders are routinely physically abused, over-medicated, locked down, and kept in cages. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Documented reports of physical violence and psychological abuse at the California Youth Authority, or CYA, go back more than 20 years. Past administrations had responded with indifference, disinterest, or bureaucratic defensiveness. 3 years ago, reformers filed a class action lawsuit against the state demanding changes. This week, Governor Schwarzenegger, unencumbered by the policies of past governors, acknowledged that the state has failed in its mission to rehabilitate young offenders.
The lawsuit said that California should have done a better job with our youth offenders, and it was right.
Juvenile justice experts once regarded the CYA as a national model, but increasingly violent juvenile crimes and a hardening of public attitudes towards young offenders led policymakers to run the CYA as a bad place for kids doing hard time. Now, says the governor, it's time for the CYA to get back to the mission of rehabilitation.
We call them correctional institutions simply because we want to correct the people that come in there, which means it's like a hospital. That if you go and take a patient in a hospital, you correct the illness and then you release them. This is exactly what this facility ought to do.
Under the terms of the settlement, the state agrees to accept a court-appointed monitor to oversee implementation of a 22-page consent decree outlining long-range reforms. The settlement also calls for interim measures, such as training guards on how to defuse violent clashes and creating a classification system to separate hardcore cases from youths convicted of lesser crimes. Don Spector, director of the Marin County-based Prison Law Office, one of the groups which had filed the lawsuit, hailed the governor's decision to accept the settlement.
Civic government is at its best when it admits serious problems exist and take immediate efforts, including the allocation of resources, to fix the problems. Settling this lawsuit, instead of spending millions of dollars defending the indefensible, was the right thing to do.
Still, some reformers say the governor had little choice but to accept a settlement, particularly in light of all the bad news coming out of the CYA this year. In January, two teenage boys hanged themselves in a double suicide. Another boy died after drinking toxic chemicals. Weeks later, the agency released a video showing two correctional counselors kicking and beating two youths who were lying face down on the floor. Then in September, another young man, Dyron Brewer, was found dead in his cell at a CYA facility in Stockton. The local coroner ruled out foul play, but that was little consolation to his sister, Twanisha Brewer, speaking here in a September news conference.
My brother was only 24 years old. He never really got to see what life was about. He still had a long road ahead of him. Basically, I just want to say we need answers. We need to know why. Why?
11 weeks later, Twanisha Brewer still has no answers as to how or why her brother died. The local coroner is awaiting results from toxicology tests. Given the turbulent events surrounding the agency this year, critics of the CYA welcomed the settlement. But some, such as David Steinhardt, a veteran juvenile justice expert, warned that it's too early to celebrate because he says the agency still has deep structural problems.
The most important one is the simple fact that these institutions are just too darn big. I mean, they're huge warehouses for kids, and every juvenile justice expert in the country will tell you that rehabilitation really isn't possible in these big mammoth institutions.
Nevertheless, Steinhardt and other long-term critics of the CYA are heartened by the fact that Schwarzenegger is the first California governor to express any interest in reforming the ailing agency in at least 20 years. And they say time will tell whether he is motivated by a desire for public policy or public relations. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.